Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome to our 2 o'clock show. And of course, I hope that you tuned in to our 6 to 8 every Saturday morning. Of course, this is the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life here in the 805. I'm Kim, and our first guest this morning, these are some of my best ofs and my personal interviews. We've got Hope Warshar, diabetes education, Dr. Grammy McKenzie, tips to cope with changes in eyes and vision, and Steve Severt and Danae Demian, tips on saving your child's education. Also joining us is Terry Jacques, and she is going to be talking about gift cards redeemable for shares of U.S. stock. All great little topics, and I hope that you are enjoying our weekend here on the Kim Pagano Show. And again, these are some of my best ofs. Thank you so much for joining us.
We are going to be talking with Hope Warshaw, and Hope is going to be talking about American Association of Diabetes, and she's an educator, and diabetes is quickly becoming an epidemic, and there's some things that we can really learn and change so that it hopefully we can kind of get a hold of this awful disease that's really something that a lot of people don't even know they have. And again, if you're just tuning in with us, I'm so glad that you're here. I know you have many choices. And of course, let's welcome Hope Warshaw on. Hope, are you there?
I'm here.
Thank you so much for joining us. And you are the president-elect of American Association of Diabetics Educators, correct?
Right. That is American Association of Diabetes Educators, and I am a dietitian and certified diabetes educator and am president-elect.
Okay. Wow. All in one mouthful right there. Right.
Right.
Well, let's just start off with, so how big of a problem is diabetes in this country?
Oh, gosh. It is a huge, huge problem, and we really have a tsunami of people with diabetes coming at us, which is really why we're talking about education, why we're talking about taking preventive action. So today, just to throw out a few numbers, there's 29 million Americans who have diabetes. Probably 7, 8 million of those don't even know they have diabetes. And then another estimated 86 million people have pre-diabetes, and we really need to call that pre-type 2 diabetes, but that's about 50% of people over 65, it's estimated by CDC, to have pre-diabetes.
Wow. And so why is diabetes such an important issue right now? I mean, it obviously, I think it just, has it been increasing, and is it something that we don't really know we have? Is there any symptoms or?
Well, that I say, Kim, that is really one of the big problems. I mean, there really has not been nearly enough imperative and sort of, you know, action around type 2 diabetes. So, I mean, I want to be clear, we're talking really, there's type 1 diabetes, but
yeah,
today our focus really
that.
Is on type 2 diabetes.
So what is the difference between type 1 and type 2?
So the biggest difference, the type 1 population in the U.S. is roughly around 1 million people, about 5% of the population. Type 2 diabetes, clearly 95%, and, you know, the vast majority of people have type 2 diabetes. Type 1 is really people are born with a genetic predisposition. They're not born with the disease, and then they run into a problem that we don't yet totally understand where they stop making the majority of insulin, and they
insulin.
Need to take insulin. But they also need the kind of self-management skills that diabetes educators work with them. So plenty of diabetes educators work with people with type 1 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is clearly a very strong hereditary factor, clearly a strong relationship with excess weight, and many people who have type 2 diabetes also need to take insulin. That's an incorrect notion out there, and today we have more and more medications that specifically for people with type 2 diabetes. But components of diabetes management across the board are getting the kind of education and skills training and support to eat healthier and to be physically active and to manage to prevent complications.
Wow. And now how and thank you for clearing that up. And I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Hope Warshaw. And, of course, this is the brighter side of life. These are issues that I always say the more education you know, the more you're able to help yourself, your family, and anybody that's going through this. And I really always never knew the difference. I mean, I have several cousins that were born with type 1. So they were young, had it when they were young, and always had it, correct? And kind of just that's part of their life. Then there's, maybe what comes to my mind, I know this is crazy, like the big gulps of soda. And I'm thinking, isn't that terrible? But that kind of just comes to my mind. We drink so much sugar and eat so much sugar in our lives. Do you think that's what's really bringing on type 2?
It is. I mean, I can tell you that it's not sugar-sweetened beverages. So let's be global in talking about sugar-sweetened beverages, not just soda. But
no, obviously,
We gulp a lot of soda.
I think of sugar, those big gulps.
Sugar-sweetened soda, right. That excess calories certainly leads to excess weight, and it is really excess weight on top of a sort of genetic setup to develop type 2 diabetes that really sets this off. So you're absolutely right in terms of where you see excess weight, you absolutely see more prediabetes and type 2 diabetes.
All right. And here's a question. I mean, obviously, Hope, you are a dietitian. What can we do? We always love to offer, tips to our listeners. What can we do? Obviously, we always say anything is better than nothing. Okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, but, they talk about the 10,000 steps a day. They talk about really everything in moderation, balance, eating, filling your plate with vegetables and less meat, all those kind of things. But what are some real hard tips that we can really try to avoid a diabetes in our life?
Well, I mean, I think the central features are what you just mentioned is healthier eating, being physically active. If people are carrying around excess weight, the message today is research shows that if people lose and keep off 5 to 7% of their weight, that's not getting to ideal weight, but just a small amount of weight, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, that they can help either reverse or slow the progression of prediabetes to type 2 diabetes. In terms of, down-to-earth tactics. I mean, look at your plate, whether you're eating at home or you're eating in a restaurant. Eat less. Put less food on your plate. You're taking you're eating 6, 7, 8 ounces of meat on your dinner plate. Cut that down to 3, 4, 5 ounces. You're eating 2 cups of pasta. Cut that down to a cup and a half. I mean, take those gradual changes. I mean, if you're eating, choosing chips at lunch, try to have a piece of fruit instead of the chips, or even having pretzels instead of chips. So there's a lot of
making
a
healthy
lot of
choices,
simple,
right?
Making I think healthy choices, right? You mentioned filling your plate with vegetables. I mean, no doubt. Eating more fruits and vegetables is an absolute key, but that doesn't mean go overboard with those. You still need to have a calorie deficit, either from fewer calories in or more calories expended through it, through physical activity. But, you know, none of this, Kim, is easy to do. None of it is easy to do. It's not about education. If it were that simple,
we'd all be doing
it. You know,
that.
Right. So what diabetes educators do very well is both educate and support. And for people who have diabetes and they haven't seen a diabetes educator and they haven't learned self-management skills and they're not getting the support they need to make those behavior changes, I would have them ask their primary care provider to refer them to a diabetes educator. And if they say, I don't know a diabetes educator, then they should go to AADE's website at diabeteseducator.org and find a diabetes educator in the area, look in the Yellow Pages, look online. There's so many access points today. And the other place to look is with a healthcare system. You know,
there you go.
Healthcare systems today, ask your employer if you're working for a large employer. More and more, particularly those who are having to pay the bottom line, are providing both diabetes prevention services as well as diabetes self-management education and support.
Very good. Well, again, Hope Warsha, thank you so much for talking about diabetes and really bringing it to our attention and letting us know that there's some education out there. I really appreciate your time here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Excellent. Thank you, Kim, for your time.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Every gal strutting with her bow through the streets.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier stage company. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the next main stage performance of the holiday favorite Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, December 2nd through December 20th in Ventura's Downtown Cultural District. This festive new adaptation will be performed as a play with music and features a cast of more than 20 actors, including Broadway veterans Peter Van Norden, Joe Spano, Terry Bibb, and Jennifer Lee Warren. Bring your family and celebrate the holidays. See this production as only the Rubicon can do it in the company's intimate 180-seat theater. Tickets are going fast. To purchase your tickets, visit RubiconTheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. Looking for a new restaurant to try in Camarillo? Join Mission Oaks Cafe for a fresh and local dining experience. Mission Oaks Cafe now features a new menu, elegant wine pairing nights, authentic Mexican tamale Tuesdays, the Build-A-Burger, ribeye Fridays, live music every weekend, and a full bar. Mission Oaks Cafe can also take care of all your catering orders, big or small. Open 7 days a week. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at missionoakscafe.com.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. We're talking out here from the 805, but we have the pleasure of having Dr. Graham McKenzie on today from London, England. And what we're going to be talking about is something that really affects all of us, as I'm just trying to put my contact lens in, but tips to cope with changes in our eyes and our vision. And I'm telling you, years ago I would have thought, gosh, you know, I'm not one of those people. But it happens to the best of us. So again, if you're just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking from the 805, and let's welcome Graham McKenzie. Graham, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning, Kim, and good morning to your listeners. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you, and thank you for, you know, I know there's a little bit of a time change. How's the weather out there?
It's fantastic. The UK is having a great weather spell. Very uncommon.
I don't know. I was out there last year, and it was beautiful. Not like I remember it when I was young, but it's beautiful out there. So welcome, and tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are and what you've done.
Right. So my name is Graham McKenzie, and I work for a company called AdLens. We're based in the UK, but we have offices around the world, including the US. And we are a technology company. And I'd like to say our claim to fame is that we're the first company in the world to make a brand new type of lens in over 50 years. And
Graham, let me just stop you right there. Is it a lens that goes in your eyes, or is it a lens that goes in your glasses?
That's a question from a contact lens user. I can hear.
See? Okay.
So this is a lens that goes into glasses.
Okay.
It doesn't go directly on the eye.
Okay.
And it's based on a technology that we call variable power optics.
Mm.
That's a mouthful.
Okay.
But basically what it is it's an adjustable lens.
Wow. And so when you say adjustable, does that mean that it's like a progressive, or it actually, you take one lens out and put another one in? What, you know?
It's actually something entirely different and entirely new.
Okay.
But a good way to get to come to terms with the technology is actually to understand a little bit more about how your eye works, because our technology, our product, mimics the behavior of the eye.
Interesting.
When we're born, we're all born with a lens inside the eye that can change shape. And as this lens is able to change its shape, it means it allows you to shift your focus from far to near or anywhere in between. And you do it without even thinking. But there comes a time, and it happens to everyone, there comes a time when that lens stops being flexible. It loses its flexibility. And that means that there will come a time sooner or later where you start to struggle to see things either up close or far away.
Correct.
Sooner or later, everyone needs glasses. Now, there are a few options available to people who are struggling to see. You can go and buy multiple pairs of glasses. You can have one pair for distance, one pair for near, and perhaps even a third pair for computer use. That's one option. It's a bit inconvenient.
It's very
the
inconvenient,
other option,
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I started out that way, so I get that point, you know?
It gets old real quick. the other option is a no-line bifocal or a progressive lens, as you mentioned.
Correct.
And that's a very popular option. It's a lens that's been around for the last 50 years, but it has its drawbacks.
Yes, it does.
The big drawback is that you can't use the entire lens to see clearly. You have to move your head around to get the sweet spot on the lens so that you can see it near or far away or somewhere in between. And some people just cannot adapt to this. They can't get used to this product. Now, what AdLens Focus does that's unique is that it mimics the behavior of that lens inside your eye. By turning the dial, you change the power of the lens in exactly the same way that the eye changes its power.
Well, so you would be wearing a glass, you know, your glasses, and you'd actually be able to adjust your focus. Excuse me.
Yes.
Is that correct?
You're absolutely correct. You wear your glasses, and they look like it's a high-end, fashionable pair of eyewear with adjustable lenses in, and hidden away inside the frame is a dial that you turn, and you can turn it whenever you like, as often as you like, to really fine-tune your vision. And you can turn the dial. There's one for the right eye, one for the left eye, so you can even manage the slight differences between your eyes.
I love these. Now, are these out here yet?
They are. In fact, they're available in select stores across the U.S., and we have quite a number in the L.A. region. In fact, you can try them right now at Vansuch Optometric. That's in Orange.
Okay.
And Golden Vision in Roland Heights, and there's another Golden Vision store that stocks our product in San Gabriel.
Wow, Graham, can you send me some samples? Question, you know, do you have to get them? And saying that, seriously, do you have to have a prescription?
Yes, this is prescription eyewear.
Okay.
And it's important to get your prescription because not only do you need to go to an optometrist to look for eye health issues, but you really need an optometrist's expertise to get that precision vision in a prescription. They then send the prescription to us. We make the glasses, and you can adjust that to whatever vision you need.
Oh, wow. It's brilliant. I mean, it really is brilliant. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, this is going to be a definite change in your eyes and your vision. And I'm so excited to have you guys on my show. We've got Dr. Graham McKenzie talking about AdLens. It's the world leader in adjustable focus eyewear. And so when did this get launched?
We've actually just launched it in the U.S. We've been speaking to optometrists and eye care professionals for years about it, getting their input, learning from them, understanding the market. But we've just launched it as a product in the U.S. now.
Wow, that's great. I love the concept. I think it's great. Now, is there, okay, so you have fashion, obviously, right? So that's not a problem. And so do you have a variation of how far you go back and forth? Is that kind of how it works?
That's correct. So you can shift your focus from distance vision, and that's what your optometrist will prescribe. It's a lens to give you good distance vision. Then with the adjustable lens, you can shift that from far all the way near to near, as close as you may need it, actually. I work in centimeters, so I apologize to all those who don't
okay.
work.
That's okay. I got you covered over here.
That's up to 40 centimeters, so it really is as close as you need it to read a book.
Wow, I love the concept. Now, you know, we always talk about, the brighter side of life on our show, and I know that you, being in this industry, can always offer my listeners steps to improve their vision. What would your thoughts be on that?
So when it comes to vision, I think the most important thing is to realize that there's two things that go on in your eye. The first one is pretty straightforward, actually. It's the quality of vision that you can change or alter with lenses. You go and get a pair of glasses or contact lenses. It's very easy to do, very easy to manage, and it can improve the quality of vision on the spot if you have the right product. The second bit is something that people are perhaps less aware of, and that's eye health. There's a lot going on in the eye related to your general health that you won't be able to pick up just from, you know, from your vision. You need someone who can look inside the eye, look at the health of the eye, and say, well, you know, you look healthy. You don't have a problem with blood pressure or diabetes. And the people who are best placed to do that are optometrists and ophthalmologists. These are eye doctors. So a big step and an important step that everyone can take is go and see your eye care professional regularly.
Let me ask you a question. Now, you're saying that you can see high blood pressure in your eyes?
Yes, yes.
Would that be a glaucoma?
Well, glaucoma is a separate condition,
oh.
And there's a whole list of them. There's a whole list of conditions that you can pick up in the eye long before they ever become evident to the person who has them.
So how often should somebody go to an ophthalmologist?
So under the age of 40, once every 2 years is good. I'd say after the age of 40, it's recommended to go at least once a year.
Right.
And depending on your eyes, remember everyone's eyes different and unique, you may even have to go more regularly, but your eye professional can advise you on that.
Well, and now I'm looking at Adlin's website here, and now I'm looking at, well, I guess the Adlin's Adjustables, that's what we're talking about, correct?
No, so Adlin
is
a manufacturer of adjustable lenses, and we have a few different products. The one you just mentioned there is a non-prescription product, so you can go into any store and buy it. The one that we've been discussing called Adlens Focus is a prescription product, and that's the fashion product.
Got it.
So fashion prescription eyewear.
So I'm looking at this one, and it actually is, it's like a clear, glass on here, but you actually see the round. Is that correct?
No. So in the Adlens Focus product, it looks like a pair of fashion eyewear. So
there
are a variety of shapes, mainly rectangular. So the sorts of things you would see every day on people's faces, very common.
And you would not be able to see the dial,
That's correct.
That's
correct. The dial's hidden on the inside of the frame.
Okay. I love it. What an amazing concept. And now, so is this easy to give you like a diameter of how much vision, going from, working on the computer to seeing across a stadium?
Absolutely. So when you're talking about the power of the lens, the power that's available is really a very usable power range. It'll give you distance vision, like you say, looking across the stadium, all the way up to reading vision, all in one product.
Wow, I love it. Graham, I'm so excited that you brought this to my listeners. I'm serious. I want to send you my prescription because, it's frustrating. I only can't see close, but I could still see far. But I know, and I only wear one contact because I'm like one of those, don't really take a lot of medicine. It's like, okay, I could get through this, but it got to the point where, I'm on the radio. I can't see my stuff. I gotta make sure it's working. But this just seems like such a great fit for so many people of not having, the cheap little glasses that you can see because we have them on every coffee table. I used to wonder why people had that, but now I get it. But if you could have one pair of glasses that is for far, for near, and really just takes care of all those needs, I think you've come up with, an amazing product here. Where do my listeners find out more about it?
Okay, so as I mentioned before, I'll just mention those stores again. They can actually go and try a pair on. So that's available in the area at Van Such Optometric, that's in Orange, Golden Vision in Roland Heights, and Golden Vision in San Gabriel. You can also hop onto our website, and there you'll be able to see all our products, including Adlens Focus, which is what we've been speaking about today.
Correct. And what is the website?
Our website is www.adlens.com. It's ADLENS.com.
Great. Well, again, a pleasure talking with you, Dr. Graham McKenzie, and Adlin Focus. Is it Focus TM, correct?
That's correct.
Focus.
You got it.
Okay, there you go. This is such a great product, and I can't wait to try it on. And I love that it's still stylish at the same time.
Thank you, Kim. I really appreciate giving the opportunity to speak to you and your listeners. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you again. Bye-bye. All right,
goodbye.
We are going to take a quick break, and we will be back. Thank you so much. Stay with us.
When it comes to traditions, Soma's Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Soma's Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Soma's Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Soma's Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com. The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. That's LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And today we're going to be talking about celebrating 90 years of research excellence, and that is the VA Medical Center nationwide celebrate veterans and their participation in cutting-edge research. And again, I've actually had the pleasure of talking with Dr. O'Leary before, and he's going to be joining us again today to talk a little bit about their studies and their research and what the VA really does and how we can actually use and find some of the findings at the VA medical centers all over. So again, if you're just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Dr. O'Leary, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit, for my listeners maybe that didn't hear you the last time you were on, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a physician. I trained at the University of Michigan. I've served with the Public Health Service, which is one of the seven uniformed services of the United States. And I have spent my career in part with the Department of Defense at the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology at the NIH, and then for the last 11 fantastic years with the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Wow. Okay. Nice journey there, I would say, right?
Yes.
What are we going to be talking about today? And I know that VA has done a lot of research this week. What is the research?
So VA research and Research Week, which we'll be celebrating this coming week, is first and foremost a partnership between clinician investigators in VA and the patients who participate in their research studies.
veterans who participate in research are giving a gift to their fellow veterans and to all Americans through their participation, and medical research wouldn't happen without this gift. This is a gift that veterans have been giving since the 1920s. It has had a profound impact on medical care in the United States. For example, veterans who participated in the first large-scale clinical trial ever done, which was a cooperation between the Department of Defense and VA in the late 40s and early 50s, showed that tuberculosis could be effectively treated and led to the disappearance of tuberculosis hospitals across the United States. Veterans who participated in research on treating mild to moderate high blood pressure showed that treating high blood pressure would cause a tremendous reduction in morbidity and death due to stroke and heart attack, and led to the tremendous improvement in death due to heart disease
over
the last 40 years.
Yeah, Dr. O'Leary, I just want to make sure I'm understanding you. So you're saying high blood pressure, in order people that are taking medicine, it actually reduces it. Obviously, you're taking medicine to reduce it, but if you don't, say that again to me.
Okay, I'm sorry I was unclear.
No.
So it used to be that people thought that high blood pressure was actually a good thing, that it was it was helping people who had hardening of the arteries. And it was VA investigators and the veterans that studied that showed, no, lowering that blood pressure makes people healthier. And so the reason many of us, myself included, take medicine to keep our blood pressure at normal levels is because of a VA study and the veterans that participated in it. And indeed, there is probably nobody that is not themselves benefiting or who doesn't know somebody that's benefiting from the results of VA research.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes much better sense to me. I think we've actually talked about this too, because I too, have high blood pressure, and I have like the mildest pill, but it's just made such a difference. So that I totally agree. And so what are some of the findings that VA medical centers have just discovered this past year?
Well, in the last a few years, we have done some tremendous improvements in prosthetics for both the arm, and we've been able to show in take-home studies that a very high-tech arm, which the Defense Research Projects Agency developed, could benefit veterans who'd lost their arm as a result of combat or other things, improvements in ankle prostheses so that people with leg amputations can walk more normally and more effectively, improved treatment of Alzheimer's disease, improved treatment and understanding of how to help people quit using addicting drugs, better understandings of prostate cancer. The list actually goes on and on and on. I think some of the exciting work going on now that will lead to huge changes in the near future is genetic research to help us better understand schizophrenia and bipolar disorder so that we can help people who suffer from these diseases live full lives, better treatments for those who may be contemplating ending their lives.
Right, like post-traumatic stress disorder.
That's right, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, substance abuse, and also research that's leading to how we do a better job of counseling somebody that is suffering from PTSD, for example, to be able to maintain a job and thus prevent homelessness. So the scope of this research is truly amazing.
How do people go and find more information about this? How, I mean, are, is there funds that, if say they, you know, obviously if they're having this kind of difficulty, like you just mentioned, if you have a depression, it's hard to get up in the morning and go to work, and I get that. What do, you know, so then you're not going to have the funds. It's kind of a vicious circle. So are, is there funds for people to...
If we have so first of all, if somebody is suffering from PTSD and it is connected to their military service, then they're probably eligible for treatment, and they may be eligible for financial compensation for that injury. The rules around that are pretty complicated, and I think I'm not really the right person to explain them, but both, really, the VA can help people understand what they're eligible for, but another group that can help them is veteran service organizations, such as the American Legion or AMVETS. These organizations exist to help veterans that suffer, as many of their members have suffered, figure out how to negotiate the world of medical care, which can be complicated even for those of us that have it as a business.
That's interesting. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Dr. O'Leary. He's from the VA, and we are actually, we're talking about celebrating 90 years. That's a long time, 90 years of research. And what was the first thing that they ever came up with?
Well, I think... I'm not sure I knew the first thing, but a lot of the work was on heart disease and really recognizing that people could develop coronary atherosclerosis at a very young age, hardening of the arteries at a very young age. This was work that was done at the Washington VA Medical Center in a heart disease lab that was set up in 1935. But there has been Nobel Prize-winning work on understanding, for example, how to detect small amounts of hormones in blood, and then how those hormones affect almost every aspect of our lives. There has been, the work is really exceedingly broad-ranging. Much of the work that established the relationship between smoking and lung cancer was done in VA, as was development of the nicotine patch to help people quit smoking, as was work that showed that treating PTSD and helping people to stop smoking was best done by the same people in the same clinic rather than having people being treated to help them stop smoking by one person and help them with their PTSD by another. So the work is wide-ranging and creative and really can impact any disease that a veteran might suffer from.
What about ringing in the ears? Because I know that that's another big thing.
Yes, ringing in the ears is a challenge. We don't really fully understand why it happens, and which is troubling. And there have been many ideas on treatments. There's been a large trial that's been conducted by NIH and the Department of Defense at the Walter Reed Military Medical Center, which is not a VA facility, trying to evaluate one of the potential treatments for tinnitus. People are trying to understand if there are genetic predispositions to tinnitus, but it still remains, ringing in the ears remains a vexing problem, both audiologists and physicians that are trying to treat it, as well as for those of us who suffer from it.
Wow. Okay. Well, I just thought maybe there was something we didn't know yet, but
I wish, because I do suffer from this condition.
Do you? My husband does, and my son-in-law, who is in the Marines, they both do, and my father. I guess it's something. I don't know. It's something. Is it?
It's pretty common. It's certainly more common in those who have had exposure to very loud noises, which is certainly something that's very common in military service and common in combat.
Right.
But it is also something that happens in the normal population with increasing frequency as we get older.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, again, as always, Dr. Timothy O'Leary, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I hope that you come back again and you keep bringing amazing research that you and the VA are doing. Where can we go for more information?
www.research.va.gov has information on our research programs and links out to the full range of VA programs and services.
You got it. Well, very good. Thank you again, and have a really great day.
Thank you, and a special thanks to those in the audience that have served in uniform and those that have volunteered to participate in research.
Absolutely. Ditto on that one. So thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. Thank you so much, Dr. O'Leary.
Thank you.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything that can add value to our lives. And, of course, today we have Terry Jack joining us today, and she's the Chief Marketing Officer and co-founder of Blackhawk Network. And we're going to talk a little bit about how gift cards for stocks actually help revolutionize the way people invest. And let's welcome again Terry Jack. Terry, are you there? Welcome.
I sure am. Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're going to, you know, kind of show us today a little bit more about getting a little organized, correct?
Yeah, well, you nailed it in the introduction. As you know, you can go into a Kmart or an Office Depot or a local grocery store, and there's just a wonderful big giant rack of all different types of gift cards. And now there's going to be one there that says gift card for stock. And we did a survey, and we
found
a
great investment right there. Yeah, I think I just had a brand new baby. Wouldn't that be a perfect start for their life?
There you go, instead of the savings bond. And that's actually what we found, is that people want to get into the stock market, but it's kind of scary, and it's, you have to have hundreds of dollars to buy one share, and complicated. But now you can buy a gift card for a stock like you buy another gift card, and you can buy fractional pieces of shares. So you can buy $50 worth of Apple or Google and be a share owner much easier and much quicker.
Wow, I love that. So can you explain it a little bit? So if we walked in and instead of buying it through a local store, we'd be buying a stock. So how do we know what stock we're actually buying?
Good question. So there's a bunch of different cards, and basically you can buy any stock on the NASDAQ or the Dow, or you can even buy gold or other types of commodities. So what you do is you buy one of these cards, and they say they're blue, and they say stockpile up in the corner, and they might have NASDAQ on there, or they might say Dow Jones on there, or even say Apple or Google. But any of those cards, you buy those cards, $25, $50, just like you buy any other gift card. Then you go to stockpile.com. It's very easy, very quick. You open up an account, and you trade that card right there on that website, and you pick the stock you want. And you can pick any stock you want.
So again, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Terry Jack. What an amazing idea. How long has this been going on?
It just started. This is brand new this holiday.
Wow.
And again, hang in
awesome.
Your Office Depot or your Kmart or your, and you basically buy it like other gift cards, go to stockpile, trade it, and then you can buy more, you can give them as gifts, and anyone can have an account, you know, even under 18, you just get your parents to help you set it up, and you can have your own login and watch your stocks, and really, it's a great thing for kids to learn about the stock market.
I think it's a great idea. Terry, tell me, though, it's always like you started off with, in the very beginning, of saying how scary it is to obviously get involved in stocks. So does that mean if we were to buy a $50 stock and we put it in the wrong thing, would that be easy to use it, or how does that work?
Well, it is a stock, so when you buy a gift card for $50, it's worth $50. You go to the website, thestockpile.com, and then at the point you trade it for a stock, say you pick Apple, you'll get $50 worth of Apple stock. So if Apple stock, and I'm making this number up, is at $100, you get half a share. And then
okay.
you own half a share of Apple stock. So just like any other stock, Apple goes up and it goes down. And so your value would change with the stock. But that's once you do a trade. The gift card, of course, if you buy it for $50, it's worth $50. And then there is a trade fee. But once you pay that and you've got your stock on the website, you're ready to go.
So when you invest your $50 then and you buy something, there's a stock fee on top of that? Is that what you're saying?
No, when you buy the gift card,
I mean
there's a trading fee? There's a trade fee when you buy the gift card, but once you go to the website and put the card in, then you don't.
Yes.
You've already paid the fee, so there's no other fee.
So whoever is buying the card will be paying for the trade fee, correct?
Correct. And then if then
and
you
how
can
much
watch
is that up above, like if
it varies by the
card.
Amount. It's about $4.95 mm-hmm. depending on the amount of the that you buy. And
okay.
then once you get it on the site, right, and you own the stock, if you want to cash it out or trade it for another stock, that's just 99 cents.
Wow. So this is such a great investment for, you know, our young teenagers that are just starting to want to get involved or start to save or even just explore in the stocks, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I have 5 kids, and, you know, they learn a little bit about the stock market.
I know what they're getting for Christmas.
Yes,
right?
You're right about that. You know, they learn a little bit in school, but there's nothing like doing. That's how you really learn, right?
No, there's no question about that. Now, let me ask you again, they would go to www.stockpile.com?
That's to do the trade, but to buy the product, you go ahead to Office Depot or Kmart in your area, or very soon it's going to be available on giftcardmall.com.
giftcardmall.com. Okay, great. So right now they can walk in to Office Depot or Kmart and buy them.
That's right.
And what is the highest card?
Well, it's like any other gift card. You can buy a 25 or a 50.
Okay.
And some markets will have 100.
Okay, perfect. Wow. So let me ask you a question. You know, how did this come about? Is it because, you know, we have so many gift cards and people, I think this is just an easy gift for somebody to get somebody. Do you agree?
Well, that is a really good question. And you remember the days when the babies were born and you get the savings bond my dad was a stockbroker and he really did give little pieces of, you know, a share of stock here and there to my kids. But you know, sometimes a share of stock is $300-$500. And so what we wanted to do with our partner Stockpile is create a gift card for stock that allows people to get $50 of Google stock or $50 of of Apple stock and really allow a kind of an entry point into the market.
And Terry, let me ask you a question. When you buy $50 of stock, is that going to really make, like, you know what I mean? Is that something that they can grow on with that at a $50 rate?
Well, I think it depends on, you know, the stock and the person. And, of course, you're buying stock, so the stock will vary with the stock market. And,
right.
Again, you know, it allows you to kind of get going. You can add to it if you like. And so it's really up to the individual.
It's more like an introduction.
Or what they're comfortable with, exactly. If they're comfortable with buying a few of these and adding to this portfolio, then that's great.
I love it. I think it's a great idea.
Well, congrats on the new baby, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And you have five. I've got four children. Do you have grandchildren already?
Not yet, but we're working on weddings, so I think they're on the way.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's the right order right there. So
yeah, wedding first.
Again, yes, exactly. Where do we find out more information about this, Terry?
You can find out more information at stockpile.com.
Okay, great. And right now, if our listeners are interested in doing this, they could walk into Office Depot or Kmart, correct?
Correct.
And find out more. Great. All right.
You bet.
I love this. And again, thank you so much for joining our show on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805.
Thank you so much.
Happy holidays. Talk to you
soon. You
too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And I do want to remind you of our 6 to 8 shows every Saturday morning. I want to remind everyone to just be kind, to be happy, to enjoy your family and friends. And I thank you so much for joining us. Of course, we are going to end our show with a moment of happiness. Remember to speak kindly, as it doesn't hurt the tongue. With that, I wish everybody a happy and merry, merry Christmas. And we'll talk to you soon.